Queens Municipality, produced in September 26, 2017, is hereby called to order. I would like to welcome councilors today, as well as Bruce Inglis, our community member at large on the committee.
Thank you.
Regrets have been received today from Councilor Gil Johnson and Raymond Fisk. Councilor Raymond Fisk, please enter those in the record. Are there any changes or approval to the agenda this morning? Hearing none, are we ready to approve the agenda? All those that are mover. Moved by Deputy Mayor McLeod, seconded by Councilor Brian Krawick. Any discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. Today we are privileged to have representatives in Belvino. Michael Metcalf, would you like to introduce your colleagues today?
This is Paul Bellavo from our Bridgewater office. Paul approves my work, so he's my boss. And this is Michael Bellavo. He worked with me on the audit this year for the region. So.
Well, thank you very much. The floor is all yours.
All right. First off, I'd like to thank the staff at the region. They did a great job in helping us out, giving us what we needed for the audit. Jennifer and Wanda and Penny and Sally. I don't think I missed anyone. But, I'll get right to the statements, and we'll go through kind of page by page here.
Jen, do you have paper copies?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll get myself.
Before we get going, these are draft statements, and there is an error in the audit report. The wrong report got put there, so I see people have, I'm assuming it's a public with the statements, so it's
a draft in the front, so you can just start on your way out.
Yeah, so anyhow, we're in the old days, we used to have them all finalized before we got to these meetings, and then somebody in Toronto figured out that what you do is you go to these meetings, act as if they're the real things, and then get them signed after. So it seems like it's a little bit backwards. It's not a rule that's been created in Liverpool. It's a rule that's been created in Toronto. So anyhow, just to give you a heads up on that, but switch that over to Mike.
So first thing we'll go over is the A section. These are the consolidated statements that follow PSEP. So we'll go right to section A2, which is the consolidated statement of financial position. So total financial assets decreased this year by $2.2 million. Down to $15,089,117. And the main reason for this was the major investment in the landfill cell, which cost about $3.4 million, and it's reflected below in the non-financial tangible capital assets. Total liabilities, they were quite consistent with the prior year. Long-term debt repayments of $358,000, along with the tax sale surplus increase of $103,000, plus the post-closure landfill liability increase of $285,000. Non-financial assets increased by the $3.2 million. Again, that was the major investment in the landfill cell for $3.4 million was the main reason for that increase. So you have, we'll go to section A3 here. And if any questions, please stop me and I'll do my best to field them or defer them to Jennifer here. So A3, this is the consolidated statement of operations. I'm not going to go into a ton of detail with this statement, because we get into a lot more detail in the B section, which explains everything further here. So I will say that the region had almost $21 million in total revenues and almost $20 million in total expenditures for an annual surplus just over $1 million. But this number is a little bit misleading because it eliminates the capital needs for the period, which is taken into consideration when you're doing your budgeting process. So we'll flip right to the B section here. B1, section B1, I'll just give you a second to get there. This is the general section, supplementary financial information for and the non-consolidated statements. So for the general section, we'll go line by line kind of thing. So taxes were up to $12,477,761 this year, which is an increase of increase of about $460,000. This increase was due to an increase in the residential, commercial, and resource tax rate up last year from by 3 cents, 5 cents, and 3 cents respectively. This made up roughly $300,000 of that total increase, and deed transfer tax was up also by $211,000, or due to some large land transfers that happened this year. So that's kind of a one-time thing, but that you can't really budget for. And also worth noting is that the Nova Scotia power revenue that's included in this tax is decreased by $42,000 this year. Services provided by two other governments was increased by $160,000 over last year to $1,834,484. This is mainly due to the CPI increase for the tipping fees for the landfill contracts from other municipalities and towns, as well as additional contract renewal tonnages. Sale of services decreased by $51,000. This is due to less contaminated soil in the landfill revenues than in the previous year. Other revenue from owned sources decreased by $221,000, down to $1,247,093. This is due to the rental of both the call center building and the courthouse. The courthouse is now empty, as you know, and the call center is only using a fraction of the building that it was initially paying for, once initially paying the whole thing for. The unconditional grants from other governments are your equalization payments and are basically unchanged from the prior year. Other transfers decreased by $181,000. Other transfers, yep. There's not much reserve funding this year as in the prior year, so that's the reason for the decrease there.
And Mike,
yep.
Going back to the topic, suddenly I'm just naive to some of these things because I don't understand completely. When you said about the top of the taxes and the increase with our increase in four to five, 6% or something. I don't know, because he didn't do a general tax increase, right? So where did the tax increase come from that he gained the $300,000?
Just 3 cents residential resource and five.
We're dealing with 2016-17.
2018
or
something.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, I lost you here, sorry.
Yeah. Us auditors, we live in the past, kind of.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go on to expenditures. So general government services decreased by 32,000. This is made up of, there was a decrease of 48,000 due to the region having vacant staffing positions. There was also a substantial decrease in legal fees over the prior year. And this was offset by a $30,000 increase in expenses due to the municipal election this year. And also an allowance for doubtful accounts this year of $87,000. Staff is doing a great job in the collection procedures, and there's much more activity this year in tax sales, an attempt to collect those uncollected taxes. Protective services increased by $155,000, and the main drivers of this are the RCMP's services contract, and that increased by $72,000. Plus, there was firefighting force increase of $59,000, which was funded by previously reserved capital reserves. Transportation services increased by $92,000. There was expenditures on equipment and repairs, and an increase on the road levy charged by the province. There was also a decrease in street lighting of $38,000 due to the new LED lighting that was installed by Nova Scotia Power. Environmental health services decreased by about $400,000. Sewage collection systems, this is made up by sewage collection systems. There's a decrease in $81,000 due to a purchase of oil filter sand in the prior year. This is not an annual expense, so it was down a little bit this year. Principal debt payments decreased by a total of $460,000, as two substantial debentures were retired, one in sewer and one in landfill. Also, recycling expenses were up by $118,000 due to some contract renewals with other municipalities that it didn't have in the previous year. Environmental development services decreased by $151,000. There's some major repairs on the call center building's HVAC system in 2016, which obviously didn't occur in 2017 as well.
Can I ask? I'll just keep interrupting.
Sure.
the debt repayment.
Yes.
That's all with the landfill, but then we end up taking out more debt with the new rent landfill. Is this what it kind of counterbalances, so to speak?
Exactly. So.
It isn't like we got $400,000 laying there.
That's right. With the landfill and the sewer accounts, those are reconciled at the end of each year. Expenses are offsetting revenues, and there's a reserve transfer for the net. So the reserve transfers for those landfill accounts have been happening for many years. The debt retirement, neither of which are tax rated. Neither the sewer nor the landfill is tax rated because they're part of reserve transfers. But the funding of that landfill reserve is what allowed us to continue this cell expansion this year without borrowing. So we paid off the debt from the previous cell. We've been reserve transferring the difference between our revenue accounts and our expense accounts from landfill all these years since building the first cell. And then this year we didn't have to borrow, so we've not actually replaced that debenture. We were able to fully fund that landfill cell expansion with our reserves banked from our landfill accounts.
So then the money we will then be putting back in, getting prepared for a new cell.
Exactly.
Okay.
So recreation and cultural services, there's only a decrease in $9,000 from last year. But there was pool expenses were up by $22,000 due to a new liner in the Melton Pool. Expenses for the town hall increased by $34,000 due to some maintenance there. And Queen's Place expenses decreased by $57,000 over last year because of some preventative maintenance procedures that were put in place that caused less breakdowns this year. Physical services decreased by $364,000. This is due to the debt retirement increase in the landfill reserve transfer, and also the education levy increased by about $79,000. So you've got a total excess revenue in the general section of $236,292 compared with $93,207 last year. We'll go on to B2, which is the non-consolidated operating fund balance sheet. So assets decreased by $3.1 million. This decrease is mainly due to the landfill cell expansion this year, which will be reflected in the capital balance sheet on B3. Also, taxes receivable decreased by $67,000 due to the good job the staff are doing in collecting overdue taxes. This is offset by an increase in the due from water account by $326,000 this year, and that's a timing issue in that the funds were not transferred to the water fund prior to the year end. So finally, the pension plan asset increased by about $60,000 this year due to good management, and the market's doing a little better. Total liabilities were down by $3.2 million. So this is from the landfill cell that was funded by the reserves, but has yet to been transferred between the bank accounts. Deferred revenues increased by $45,000 due to concert driver revenue received, or concert ticket sales received prior to the concerts actually happening. The concerts happened after year end. There's also an allowance for uncollected taxes that increased by $47,000 this year, as properties went through tax sales and weren't able to be collected. So we'll go to B3, the capital balance sheet. I'm sorry, B2 was on two separate pages there, so sorry that I didn't tell you to flip the page there. So B3, the capital balance sheet. So assets increased by $3.1 million, again due mainly to the landfill cell expansion. Cash increased by $418,000 due to the timing of reserve transfers in the prior year, which is also the reason that the due to special capital fund reserve decreased by $431,000. Due to the federal government increased, but that relates to HST receivable for the fourth quarter of 2017. So that was up a little over the prior year. Liabilities increased by about $200,000. This is due to the special reserve fund increase of $400,000 plus an increase of trades payable of $126,000. And this is just due to the timing of payments around year end. More was paid following year end this year compared with the prior year. Finally, this was offset by the long-term debt payment of $317,000 this year in capital. Investment in property, plant, and equipment increased by $2.9 million. And again, sorry to sound like a broken record, but it was mainly due to the landfill cell purchase among smaller other capital purchase, and less this year's amortization expense of about $1.9 million. So we're going to go to B16 now. Touch briefly on the Hillsview Acres nursing home, which is run by the Region of Queens. So Hillsview recorded an overall surplus of $56,000 this year. Revenues were up overall by about $73,000, while expenses were up $38,000, mainly due to some extra maintenance on the building, which was not recovered by the province. And the surplus is transferred to a reserve each year. So we'll go to B17, which is the water utility section, statement of operations. And there's really not a whole lot to comment on variances this year over last year. Water's usually fairly consistent. You'll see down the bottom line that your surplus this year in water was $3,800 compared with $2,900 last year. So B18, the water balance sheet. Sure.
That's what we're here for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hillsview made, you said, access, they made $54,000, right? Does that go into a special fund, or is that just goes into the general fund, or where does that go to?
We have a special Hillsview reserve.
Okay.
And in this case, they reconcile their biweekly payments and their estimated biweekly payments
quarterly.
They're a bit behind right now, and it's based on capacity. Their estimates of the biweekly funds they transferred to us is based on our capacity 2 years ago.
Okay.
So they need to do some updating in their records. I would imagine that some of that surplus the last 2 years is going to have to be repaid. But when they do their board days reconciliations, because remember it's fully funded by the Department of Health, but they reconcile the board days and their estimates of what you should be receiving from the residents and the families throughout the years. And based on your capacity, when you have empty bed days, their numbers are a little skewed. So there's been times when they've owed us after the reconciliation, and this will be one of the times when we just will owe them, so that reserve will pay for that.
Okay.
Okay, so B18. The water utilities balance sheet. Assets were up by $350,000. However, liabilities have increased by the same amount as the water owed the operating fund, roughly $350,000 at year end. So cash was up, but that cash was owed to the operating fund. So B21. Yep. Sure.
Can I just go back to the Hillsview Acres section again? So I'm thinking, Jennifer, and Mike, I think you indicated that there were some repairs or something that was not covered by the province. So does that come out of our general revenues? How does that handle?
So, no, not exactly. When there's additional repairs that aren't budgeted at Hillsview, we put in a request for emergency funding requests.
From the province.
Right. There is a bit of a delay sometimes with those approvals. The year before, we had set up receivables, and we did actually receive the money later on. There's money that flowed through the revenue account this year as well, again, because we put in requests and we have unbudgeted items. If we were at a point where there wouldn't have been enough funding within the reserve and we would have been looking at a deficit at the end of the year, we would have transferred the money from the reserve fund.
Okay.
Again, that's why we reserve
set up
the surplus each year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the general operating fund for the region would be looked to fund anything needed at Hillsview, because we consider them self-sufficient with the Department of Health funding. We would use those reserve funds and for any discrepancies.
And with the staff here that do work on behalf of Hillsview Acres, is that traded off, or how is that just there?
No, it's kind of
it's spent. It's just there.
We don't have additional money in the Hillsview budget for the staff time.
Okay.
We fill their payroll,
our
payroll department, and we pay their invoices and their billings, and we've got the receipts.
So if there was a separate statement, there would be an actual expenses for that, which would include that, but that doesn't qualify here.
Yeah. Okay. So section B21, and this is the reserve fund section. So overall, the reserve funds did decrease by $2.5 million. This was due to there was a $4.5 million investment of capital assets with the new landfill cell being 3.5 million of that. So this was brought back down to 2.5 million through transfers into the reserves from this year's operations. So there's about 2 million transferred into the reserves from this year's operations. We'll go on to the C section. If any other, there's no other questions on the reserve. So the C section is a collection of funds being held in trust by the Region of Queens for various purposes, such as tax sale funds, Hills View Resident Trust Fund, and a collection of scholarships administered by the region. So overall, these funds, and C2 and C3 have it's an overview of these separate areas, the trust funds, funds held in trust. Overall, the funds held in trust increased by about 60,000. This was due to an increase in the tax sale surplus caused by various tax sales held this year. And these funds must be held in trust for 20 years following the sale in the case that the original landowner or property owner reclaims the property. So, other than that, there wasn't a whole lot of movement in the trust funds in either C2 or C3. The end of the statements. Any questions?
I think most of the statements you would have gone through, like you're drawing your council meetings, drawing the year, you're monitoring close to budget, things like that. So it's so I don't think there are any surprises or anything of what was gone over today. A lot of new counselors, so I think that's the first part. But so basically, to the council, we would say that if you have some questions and if you wanted to ask us, sometime, you're more than welcome to do that. But Jennifer's more than capable of answering most of the questions. And then with respect to the management letter, Jennifer alluded to the fact about the reports for the home are a little bit Department of Health. I think they're a couple of years behind in reviewing them. I think in most of our homes, so it's not you guys. It's there are some claims that have to be submitted, but they are a couple of years behind in getting approval. So when that comes, then that will hit your reserve, whatever the amount is, because you might even have a surplus this year that they may owe you this year. So basically, what you have in the statements is a snapshot of what Mike just presented. And the layout is basically, it's a consolidated statement with everything. And then you have your water and your capitals and your general. And so there's in the statements itself would be the detail for what he just ran over quickly. Because if we ran over all the details, we'd probably be here for 2 or 3 days. And I'd have to have a haircut by then. But anyhow.
For council, for oh, sorry.
I just have a question, and it's back to the taxes on delinquent properties, and that it's held for 20 years with the province before we're able to access it. Can that money be invested, or does that just sit in an account somewhere? Because it seems unfair for that to be holding 20 years of all that revenue when we could certainly be using it for our own purposes.
So that is available, as it said, to property owners or any listed encumbrances from the property are able to apply to them. We were looking at, we do watch the guarantee certificates, deposit certificates rate on a regular basis in the case that there may be an opportunity for investment. The Municipal Affairs and MFC have going to use kind of the bulk purchasing power that they have, and upwards of $70 million, $75 million if all the municipalities kind of chip in, they've got better rates for target accounts. And so with that information, I went back to our banks, and they match those additional interest rates. So we get to sit still, not have to worry about transferring our monies around, and we get that swing rate that they're going to have with their $70 million, $75 million.
Oh,
so it goes to our local RDC.
Yeah. Is a 20-year a long period, or that's standard, or
that's
is that
standard,
set by the Act or something?
It's just the additional money that, so we are able at tax sale and sell property to clear our minimum balance owing, so we clear our property taxes and anything else owing to us, sunsetly. And then the difference that may have been paid because there was, you know, more interest in the property than just one person, that goes into that tax sale surplus, and at the end of 20 years, then we get to bring that back into the system.
So that wouldn't be in a receivable then, that's all transferred to this?
Sitting in a reserve account.
Any other questions by committee members today? Excellent. Well, thank you very much for your presentation today.
Thank you.
Very enlightened.
Thank you.
At least you feel better now that the audience have crawled through our books. So, I don't have anything else on the agenda for this morning, so thank you all for coming, and especially Bruce Inglis.
Thanks for having me.
A motion for adjournment would be in order. Moved by Councillor Frelick, seconded by Councillor Fancy. Any discussion? Ready for the question? All those in favor? It is unanimous. Thank you. We are adjourned.